Everybody, I am back. I didn't think I would do another audio, but I actually got a request to go into detail basically about my first time with an uncut guy or any experiences with uncut men. And although I did mention in my Random Act of Blowjobs audio that I did have my first physical experience with someone who was uncut, over the holiday season, I have virtually been with people who were uncut, and I know that sounds weird, but I do have a few play buddies who are uncut, and so I've seen guys jack off who were uncut, and I always thought that they were fucking sexy. I love Al Cox. I'll say that first and just outright I'm gonna say that. I do love Al Cox, but so, when I first noticed that the man that I was meeting up with was uncut, I was extremely happy, just because from his picture that he sent me, I couldn't really tell that he was uncut. I honestly just thought he was. For some reason. I don't know, maybe the foreskin was pulled back more with the picture, but yes, I was very, very happy seeing that, just because I knew I had always wanted to be with someone who's uncut, just because I had never done it before, and I had seen, you know, a lot of, again, my play buddies, jacking off, and I liked how it looked. So, when I took off his pants is when I first saw it. And originally, when I saw it, I didn't think it was that big. But I think that's because of the fact that I couldn't see the head. The foreskin was covering it. But as time went on and he got more, as they got harder, I could see how big he actually was. When I actually put it in my mouth, it was nice. It was nice. I really liked being able to not only have that, just the smooth surface and not have the, I guess you would say the abundant, like, difference between the head and the shaft, if that makes sense. Because if you've seen a cut guy, it kind of looks like a mushroom on top of the shaft. But with this guy, you didn't have that. So, I know that sounds so weird. But anyway, I liked it. So, sucking on it, it was really nice because of the fact that, when I did stroke his foreskin with my hand while I was blowing him, it was easy to do. I mean, when you're with cut guys, stroking a cock can be kind of difficult if you don't have enough lubrication, like spit and stuff like that. But when you're with someone who's uncut, you don't need that. So I really, really enjoyed that. I don't know, it's really hard to decide what really the differences are other than that. Stroking is easier. I'm very used to when I'm with cut guys, paying a lot of attention to the head and circling the head with the tip of my tongue and actually working down their shaft with my tongue and to keep it lubricated. So I tried to, it was weird because I was trying to still do that with him, even though I didn't need to. I tried to do the whole tongue under the foreskin thing. I don't think it was very good. I don't know. I need more experience and time, with it, because it was such a, kind of like one of those situations where you are so overwhelmed by everything that's going on that you don't really pay that much attention. So I need more experience. But I really liked it. I don't know if this is everything that he wants to hear. I'm not talking about the guy I'm with, I'm talking about the guy doing the request. But yeah. I love cock. That's just all I want to say. I love cock.